This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
There's news McDonald's is revamping its ingredients in a move away from artificial preservatives and high fructose corn syrup. The president of McDonald's U.S. operation says the changes will affect half the menu, including chicken McNuggets and burger buns. He says consumers are pushing for this. Now to genetically modified crops. 2 years ago, McDonald's said it doesn't use genetically engineered potatoes. And some big food processors are saying they're moving away from sugar derived from sugar beets grown from genetically modified seeds. Sugar beet growers are struggling to understand consumer objections, as Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
Farmer Bill Hale will never forget a conversation he had the first year he grew genetically modified sugar beets. It was around harvest time, and he was chatting with a fellow farmer in the Red River Valley of North Dakota where they live. It's a hot spot for sugar beet production.
He said, "So Bill, how do you like Roundup sugar beets?" And his name is Dave. I said, "Dave, I'll tell you, today is the second time I've been in this field in a tractor this year." And Dave said, "Oh," just like that.
Hale spent so much less time in his tractor because the new seeds made weed control a lot easier. They're engineered to resist the herbicide Roundup, which kills a lot more weeds than the old herbicides did. Hale takes me out into one of his fields and points to a pile of big weeds.
Well, these dead weeds are what you can get with biotechnology. With the old conventional herbicide, you never would kill a weed that size.
Hale says compared to conventional sugar beets, the genetically modified ones require fewer herbicide applications and they reduce its carbon footprint. So he's surprised consumers object to them. Scientists say GMOs are safe, but some consumers think they need more testing. That's prompted a few big food companies like Hershey's to move towards non-GMO cane sugar.
We seem to be on the tip of the arrow because we have this situation where you have cane over here and you have sugar beets on this side. There's an option.
Dan Youngren and I are standing in one of his sugar beet fields in Minnesota, getting a bit soaked by rain. As is the case for Bill Hale, Youngren grows other crops too, but sugar beets are the most profitable for him. The co-op the two farmers belong to, American Crystal Sugar, says so far non-GMO fears are not pushing business down, but the co-op is nevertheless exploring what it would take to return to conventional non-GMO beets. Dan Youngren thinks just finding the old herbicides would be tough.
There's nobody that's producing the chemical to spray on a conventional style beet.
But the really big barrier, he says, would be getting everyone in the co-op to agree they should sell non-GMO sugar beets.
Either everybody's in or everybody's out, and I know everybody wants to stay in where we're at.
In the Red River Valley, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.